Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And finally today, a short story about the immigrant experience in Boston. This is the sixth year of the Boston Book Festival's One City, One Story program, which brings free literature and conversation to residents of Boston, an annual citywide conversation about one piece of writing.
This year's pick is Jennifer DeLeon's Home Movie, published in both English and Spanish. The story follows an immigrant family living in America, even struggling in America, with a husband who longs for his home in Guatemala.
Jennifer DeLeon joins us now to talk more about her story and about her new position as children's writer in residence at the Boston Public Library. And welcome, Jennifer. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. And I read your story this afternoon. It's beautiful and powerful and sad. Why don't you just tell us just something about it to sort of bring the listeners into it? It's called Home Movie. Tell us what inspired it.
Sure. Well, the story follows Eduardo and Linda Ramirez, and the story takes place one evening in the winter, set in the 1980s in a suburb of Boston. And basically, Eduardo is homesick. He's been homesick for a decade, and he longs to return to Guatemala, which is where he and Linda are from. But she wants the opposite. She wants to stay, really lay her roots here. She loves America. So there's that conflict. And on this evening, he makes a choice.
Yeah, he makes a choice, and you've got to read the story to know what that choice is. But this couple is clearly struggling to make it in America, and the descriptions of American life that they've adopted, to me anyway, they're sad. I mean, it's Kool-Aid for their kids, a lot of time in front of the TV, a consumer society where people taking on debt to buy stuff. So I'm sort of left feeling, no wonder Eduardo longs for home, for Guatemala.
Right. I think the idea of the American dream can become deflated once one realizes that stuff doesn't always make you happy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know that you're the daughter of immigrants from Guatemala. You grew up in Jamaica Plain.
I was born
in Jamaica Plain. How much of this story is drawn from your own life, your own experience?
That's a big question. Yes, so much of my writing is drawn from my own experience. It took me a long time to sort of come to a certain understanding of the truths in my work. And this particular story is based on an experience I had growing up. My father was always homesick. In fact, he's been homesick for 40 years. Mm. My parents live in Framingham. And he longs to go home. And my mother is very feminist, American, really wants to continue her life here. So I grew up around that environment.
Wow. So what did that do to your own sort of feeling about where you belong?
That is another great question. you know, my experience has always been of looking in and looking outward. I never fully feel that I'm encapsulating where I am. I'm constantly looking out the window or thinking, what is behind that door? With my writing, I was inspired by Guatemala, and I traveled there several times with my family, without my family. My father's longing is what really helped me ask the questions. Hmm. Why Guatemala? What is it about home? Isn't his family his home? You know, what happens when you leave a place? Can you ever really fully go back? And with so much of what's happening in the news, not that it is news, but with immigration, you know, so much of what's left off the table are these questions of, what about the immigrant who does want to go home? Yeah. You know, what is left behind? The questions are always, how do we get in? How do we cross the border? How do we make a life here? But rarely are we asking, what is left at home?
That's a really interesting question. I've had this conversation a number of times with folks who are working here, working hard here, even doing well. But this idea of longing for some quality of life that they had to leave behind is such a powerful one. It really is. And I think you captured it amazingly well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've nabbed two big honors this year, the One City, One Story Award, which is going to, well, the selection of your story as the One City, One Story. And that means that this story is going to be available all across the city. And it's going to be talked about at the Boston Book Festival. Also, you became the children's writer in residence at the Boston Public Library. So big honors for an aspiring writer. Tell me what this year meant to you.
This year feels like the culmination of so many drafts, so many pages, so many revisions. I started this story, Home Movie, at UMass Boston, where I earned my MFA. Mm. It was a workshop story. You know, then I brought it to VONA, which is the Voices of Our Nation Arts Foundation workshop, co-founded by Juno Diaz. I worked on it there. I gave it to friends. I had it rejected by so many magazines over the years. And this story inspired my novel. So people who read the story and say, oh, we like these characters, we want to stay with them, I just kind of, you know, hold them by the shoulders and say, hold on, the novel will be here at some point soon. I finished it, and I'm excited for it to enter the world soon. But this story I've been working on off and on for years, and I entered it into the One City, One Story contest. Originally, it was published in the Briarcliff Review, and when they selected the story for this year's One City, One Story, I was elated. Hmm. And then to have the Boston Children's Writer-in-Residence Fellowship call me, you know, have a representative call me and say that the associates of the Boston Public Library want you to be our writer-in-residence. It all feels too good to be true.
Fantastic. And what does that mean? What are you going to actually be doing as a writer-in-residence at the BPL?
So that means I get an office at the Copley Branch, and I will be working on my young adult novel there about a 14-year-old girl named Liliana whose family moves from Boston to the suburbs, not unlike my own experience.
Wow. Well, you've also, I understand, edited a compilation of stories about Latinas in higher education, right? It's called Wise Latina, and the same, I understand, works around the same themes that show up in Home Movies in the short stories. And you said that in some ways, higher education for Latinos was about leaving their parents and home. Talk a little bit about that and what your experience was.
Well, I did leave home. I went to Connecticut College. It doesn't seem far, you know, 2 hours by car, but it felt endless miles from my upbringing, from my home. I constantly felt like I was living in two worlds. My personality helped. I'm very eager and open-minded, but there were these lonely pockets where I just felt like I did not get the memo. Everybody knows how to take notes, how to socialize, how to talk to professors. Hmm. I was afraid to talk to professors. They were like doctors or policemen to me. You know, they were official, and I just felt that I needed to learn the code of being in college. So I thought this book of stories by Latina women would help first-generation college students kind of enter with more confidence.
All right. Well, Jennifer De Leon is the author of Home Movie, a short story that will be widely available at libraries, bookstores, and community organizations this fall as the Boston Book Festival's One City, One Story. We have a link to that story at radioboston.org. She's also the new children's writer in residence at the Boston Public Library. Jennifer De Leon, congratulations on a great year, and thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I need to read this story. It
I think you do.
So good.
It is. It's really good, Megan. It's not going to make you happy, but it's good.
Okay. Well, one story, one city, one radio show. Radio Boston. It's a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.